the meetings, I have not continued with the book. Now we are on the third book. Unless our mind is very clear from every angle, whatever you will read in Yoga Sutra in book 3, 4, 5, part 1 and 2, will be only fiction. Nothing, you will not be able to substantiate whatever you will read. And that is not God. I think from the month of June till date, we have been having various types of notes. We are trying to understand from various angles the purpose, the smaller purpose and the larger purpose. The smaller purpose is to understand Yoga Sutra. The larger purpose is to establish communication at all levels. The larger purpose is to establish communication at all levels. The lowest level is communication between the outer and inner activities. Then comes the communication between your brain and your individual mind. Then comes the communication with your brain and your individual mind with cosmic mind. And finally comes communication with your small self and your divine fragment. If communications are not established at all these levels, you may only philosophize. But you will not be able to take one small step. So these communications at this minimum four levels are very essential. How will you put up communication between your outward activities and your inner activities? How will you coordinate the functions of your brain, the mind, your individual mind? And then put your mind and brain together in communication with cosmic mind, the mind of God, and finally directly be able to communicate with your own divine fragment within. Unless you establish this communication, how will you ever get the satisfaction and the conviction that these things are possible? You might read the Gita daily, the Upanishads daily, go on reading everything. How is it going to give you confidence that these are possible? All this is really possible. Tell me, how many of you, how many hours do the three-step rhythmic breathing? Dark monsoon cloud everywhere. To my question, how many of you, how many hours do the three-step rhythmic breathing as a dark monsoon cloud as an answer? How many of you carry out upgrading of awareness exercises 4 and 5, another dark cloud covering everybody? If you expect me to pass my hand like this, like Ramakrishna, and bless Vivekananda, you come to me after 10,000 million years. Till then you go and practice. After I'll do this. your privilege and your birthright. Just now we read. Your privilege and your birthright. But how many will exercise? Your own birthright, you are not willing to exercise. Isn't it? What do we do now? Does any one of you have a shorter way, an easier way out? Tell me. If any one of you has a shorter and easier way out, tell me. From next month we have to proceed with the Yoga Sutras from where we have left. These are going to be very difficult sutras. And if you have not established communication at the lowest level, it will not be possible for you even to understand whatever I will explain. Come here. It's not a social meeting. Why do you come here? To show me your beautiful face, or you want to see my dirty face? What is it for which you are coming here? How many of you are sitting between 7:15 and 7:25? 25% is better than the dark cloud. If you do not want to set up even communication for 5 minutes with me, how are you going to set up communications at these 4 levels? You see, at these 4 levels that I ask you to establish communication is the same manner in which you will establish communication for 5 minutes between 6:45 and 7:15, if you can sincerely, honestly sit there, peacefully, doing a 3-step rhythmic breathing, any 5 minutes of the 30 minutes, you will learn the first step of communication. Unless you learn this type of communication, which is the simplest, how would you ever fabricate the other communications? It is not possible. This is very difficult for you to know your outward and inner movements and activities. It is very difficult for you to know how your brain acts and your mind receives. So at those levels it will be very difficult for you to establish communication. But at this level, where you have to sit for 5 minutes, any 5 minutes of the 30 minutes, 6:45 to 7:15, and set up communication, if you can do this, you will learn the alphabets of establishing communication. Every day I am sitting for half an hour and crying my heart out. Nobody says good morning. Nobody says good morning in that half hour. And as a very sad man, I get up at 7:15. None of these trying to communicate.
How do you say good morning?
No?
How do you say good morning?
He's tried the easiest of all these methods of communication. Sit for 5 minutes. Let your mind go wherever it wants to go. Don't try to curb it. Do your 3-step rhythmic breathing. Relax and sit there. I have even told you, if you have a problem, state it once, very briefly, then sit down there peacefully. Do your 3-step breathing for 5 minutes. And try to communicate. The day you will set up the communication, you will get reply to your question. You will get reply to your problems. If you have no questions and no problems, you will hear a simple thank you from me. Thank you for communicating. I have yet to receive communication from any one of you. It is the same thing with the Madhapur group. It is the same thing with the Mysore group. People are sleepy. First they want to have their breakfast and run. I don't know for what reason the minds are so dull and closed. I find the minds are dull and closed. Tell you is go home and forget all that I have spoken. Go home, or better still, on the way to home, forget all that I have said. For even if I say it and repeat it a few more number of times, it's going to be the same old thing. See, this is the sad picture. This is your birthright, and you refuse to exercise your birthright. A more tragic picture cannot be drawn. It is a tragic picture that you do not want to exercise your own birthright. Anyway, if you feel like starting the communication, start from tomorrow morning between 6:45 and 7:15. If there are any questions, please ask.
So maybe, sir, we have to do it a different way. The way we are doing it is not the right way.
What is the way you are doing? What is the way you are doing? All I have told you is, if you have a question, if you have a problem, state it briefly. Then sit peacefully for 5 minutes doing a three-step rhythmic breathing. And don't try to stop your mind from wandering. The minute you will try to stop your mind from wandering, you will break your communication with me. Most of you are more careful to see that your mind does not wander. The birthright of your mind is to wander. The birthright of your mind is to wander, and it wants to exercise. Unlike you, it wants to exercise its birthright, and it wants to wander. Let it wander. All you do is do your three-step rhythmic breathing, relax, try to hear. Relax, try to hear.
Try to see. Try to see is required of.
See what?
See you. Because that is the problem.
Well, try to see me. I have given you the liberty only to see my white shirt if you can't see my face. But even if you don't see, that does not matter. Relax. Do your three-step rhythmic breathing. Let your mind wander.
It has to be within this half an hour.
I sit for half an hour to give you the convenience of coming in any 5 minutes.
No, but it has to be between 1 to 7 and 7.
Yes, within this half hour, just but 5 minutes, any 5 minutes from your side. Because if we fix up any 5 minutes, it will be difficult. So in the half an hour, any 5 minutes that you can come in, sit peacefully, do your three-step breathing, let the mind wander. Don't stop your mind from wandering. The minute you will try to stop, your communication will be with your mind, not with me. Let your mind wander. You only do your three-step rhythmic breathing. Sit peacefully. At the tangum do this, sit peacefully.
Sit anyhow, sit anywhere.
Yeah, sit anyhow, sit anywhere. Don't try to scratch your face or sneeze or yawn. Don't do all these things. Many of you do that. Most of you do that. You see, we are here for some practical training. We are not here to discuss the Gita, the Upanishads. We are here to understand the Yoga Sutra, the most practical literature in the world. If we want to understand this practical literature, we must do practical things. We must do practical exercises. All these exercises are aimed at awakening you and your dormant centers. All I can do is wait for a cooperation. All I can do is to wait for your cooperation and your coordination. I can't go beyond and take a single step without your cooperation and your coordination. That is why this morning half an hour is very essential, in which you can come in for 5 minutes. The practical communication to be established. So much so that in the long run, you need not come physically here, be anywhere and can listen. That is communication. But for that, the elementary communication must be established in the morning for 5 minutes.
Can be done with the
tape
or you have to do it
without? No. Everything else is a disturbance. Everything else is a disturbance. Just sit, relax. You can sit with your back to the wall, you can sit in a chair, you can sit in an easy chair if you like. Even if you like, you can lie in there. Provided your mind is active and not sleeping. All you have to do is to create that peaceful atmosphere in your brain. When a little whisper can be heard, and the first whisper you will hear will be thank you. Fraction of a second that you will communicate, that means you will be very silent in your mind. All you will hear from me is thank you. It's like taking the first step on the moon. It is that important. Remember? Was it Armstrong or who? He said his step was the first big step, no? So this will be the first big step and you will be able to go into space. See? So sit for this 5 minutes and see if you can establish communication. Yes.
At that time, I was replacing my breath itself.
Pardon?
I was replacing my breath to ensure that there is a...
It is good if you witness your breath or if you are very conscious of your breath, but try in these 5 minutes. You can do that to make your 3-step more perfect otherwise. But in these 5 minutes, just do your 3-step. As near as possible. Even if you are wrong, don't bother. If you are not taking 5 seconds, if you are taking 4 seconds or 4 and a half seconds or 6 seconds, don't worry about all this. Just peacefully breathe as far as possible, the 3-step rhythmic breath. You understand? You need not be precise on your 3-step rhythmic breath. Try to be as near it as possible. But breathe. And the most important thing is be peaceful. Don't mind wherever your mind goes, let it go. See? Otherwise, your communication is disturbed. Let it go. Don't be concerned about anything for those 5 minutes. Ultimately, you are communicating with your divine fragment inside. Ultimately, you are communicating with your divine fragment inside one day. So remember, a big thing has to occur one day. Let this small thing occur today. So even if you feel that your 3-step may not be very perfect, don't bother. That perfection you try in another 5 minutes. You see? But here, try to do your best. It can be 4 seconds, 6 seconds, does not matter. Do your 3-step to the best of your ability, that's all. Do it rhythmically, peacefully, forgetting how many breaths you are taking.
That's my mind wander. My breathing virtually stops for a long duration.
Because you watch your mind. The trouble is you watch your mind. And you don't watch your mind, it won't stop. You see, it's human nature. That I am sitting here for something good and look how my mind wanders. We are concerned, therefore, naturally, about the wandering of our mind. we feel that why should it be served at this 5 minutes? But let it go. See, a spoiled child, the more you say, no darling, don't do it, no darling, don't do it, the more it will do. Ignore it. And slowly, one day it will come to you, very obedient. Ignore it. When the mind wanders, ignore it. The greatest punishment a person can be given, or our mind can be given, is ignoring it. Try to ignore your wife or your child as punishment and see how it works. You give a sermon and you will get a mouthful in return. Ignore and see what happens. When you ignore a person, that's the finest punishment. As somebody walked past you deliberately without looking at you, how you felt at that time? Ignore it. Let it go anywhere. You later also don't talk to it and say, you shouldn't have done that. Let it go. And do not disturb your peace by trying to observe all things. Just do your breathing. Even if it is wrong breathing, forget it. Even if it is not peaceful, it does not matter. The whole purpose is be peaceful. For 5 minutes, be peaceful. And try to establish communication. Don't try to communicate. There's a difference. Don't try to communicate. Let communication be established. Don't try to communicate. Unless the first machinery is set up, how will you communicate? So don't try to communicate. Let it establish. That is why I say, one day, listen to the whisper, thank you. And you know you have established.
Can we not do first this three-step breathing? And then we
see, you have not to communicate. The thing I am telling you is, don't try to communicate. Because then you will bring in your active mind. Don't try to communicate. Just do whatever breathing you can peacefully do and say peacefully. I am asking nothing from you. All I am asking from you is sit peacefully for 5 minutes. If you sit for 5 minutes peacefully, I will communicate. This is the establishment of communication first.
For establishing, can we think of you?
No, I don't want to. I don't want you to even look at my face, look at my shirt or do anything. Just do your three-step breathing and relax peacefully. Even if the cost of falling back to sleep does not matter. You see? But don't do anything. Don't try to do anything.
Right.
Let communication be established. Am I clear?
Yes.
Any more questions?
Can we sit for more than 5 minutes?
No. The answer is no. If you ask me, can I put a teaspoon of salt into the food, I will say no. This much is enough. We are establishing communication. We are not yet communicating, in which you may require more time. That will come later. But today, for 5 minutes, get up, forget. And don't be sad, it hasn't happened today. Don't say that. That's a negative thought that will hurt you. Don't worry about it. Don't say what today did not happen. No. Forget it. Just after 5 minutes, get up, go about your work. Whatever it is. Okay? Clear? Any more questions?
I just wanted to point out this last sentence where we have written to understand and to know and to be able to link this self to the self. So one self should be capitalism.
Yeah, it is. So, when do we meet again? Oh, next year. Happy New Year and many happy returns. We meet next year. What is the approximate time? It is 93 January. Around 94 January. What is the 20th? Why 20th? Take 20th. 20. Okay? January 20th, 20. Day after tomorrow, whoever wishes to come.